We're doing the Shulchan Aruch. We're up to the 10th chapter. The Ran had raised a few questions, one of which was, if Moshe Rabbeinu describes how, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, what's God already asking of you to be a God-fearing person? So why is that so difficult? And the Ran said that we live in a constant struggle where we can connect to a concept philosophically, intellectually, but emotionally, and in our physical world, we're attracted to different things. And there's this ongoing struggle within man, where he wants one thing and he understands something else, and he's contending with that struggle. And that's what the Ran then went on to explain, that when a person ages in Torah, Chazal say, Da'atam mityashevet aleim, so then one's knowledge settles. The Ran says, it doesn't say you become smarter. What it means settles is that you have less conflict within yourself about what you've studied. Suddenly what you're studied can make more sense, because throughout life, when a person's younger, he has to contend with the challenge that his physical desires, his physical being, is in struggle with what he intellectually studies. As he ages, that's what how the Ran explained, that's why his understanding settles. It doesn't say he becomes smarter, it says his understanding gets more settled within him. The flip side is, when a person has gone the opposite route, where he spent his life pursuing the worldly things, then as he ages, the Talmud says, his knowledge mitarefet aleihem. His knowledge becomes like scrambled eggs, like it becomes more turbulent within. Because when a person's younger, so he can put his intellect aside and pursue his desires. But a person only imagines the things that are here and now, and he feels are within his grasp. But you don't see a person sitting and imagining, in 20 years I'm going to know Shas, in 20 years I'm going to be such a Talmud Chacham, etc. You don't see people imagining that. That Lefi Shemiteva Adimayonu, part of the nature of one's imagination, one's fantasies, Sheino Medamerak Mashuhu Ben Einave Noro Ebatid. The fantasy focuses on what we desire now. Fantasy does not look into the distant future. Vatova Shalifanav Hoshev Shim Mashek Tamid Veloy Paseklal. And people like to imagine that the way life is now, that's the way it will continue. That's why people ignore the need for medical insurance, life insurance. They intellectually, they might force themselves, but do they really feel like they need it? Ask a cyclist, do you imagine that there's a danger? Does a person imagine that they might have not have uses of their functions when they're young? People have a hard time conceptualizing that one day they'll be old. That one day, maybe I won't be able to do all the things I'm doing now. If it doesn't seem like it's around the corner, then people have a hard time connecting even their imagination to the concept. You know, I used to joke with my kids, I don't have teeth. And they loved that until I started losing my teeth. And then I didn't love it anymore. So long as to me it seemed like it wasn't a reality, I didn't mind joking about it. The second the reality struck, so then I'm not joking about that anymore, right? So coming back, when a person's a youngster, so then his imagination, his perception, his fantasies, they revolve around where he's holding. And that's why when the world seems to function smoothly and things are nice, so then everything seems fine, so then our fantasy, our imagination, joins forces with our desires to fight our intellect. And what ends up happening is one's desires are struggling with one's mind to pull them away. To pull them away, the mind would tell you there's more worthwhile things to invest your time in. You should really do A, B, C, and D. You should really invest your time in an ethical life, a moral life. That's where you should be. And one's desires are pulling him in the opposite direction. And it's trying to pull the intellect in the opposite direction. Because a person imagines life a certain way, and then he thinks, look, it's working, I'm enjoying. And so his desires pull his intellect. The en cholem mehim, And what happens is our fantasies seem to be potent. A person doesn't usually wake up and find himself not desiring what he shouldn't be desiring. It's like the when I was debating whether I would continue learning. So I dated a girl once. She asked me, where do you see yourself in 20 years? I said, 20 years is a big time. I have no idea. I said, every morning I wake up and my Yetzer Hara tells me leave yeshiva. Every morning I wake up and I have a million desires to do other things. And so far I'm winning. I'm still in yeshiva. But 20 years from now, I have to forecast whether I'll be victorious. I don't know. I'd like to think I'm going to continue leading the life. I'm in. She dumped me. That's it. No next day. I'm not saying it was a good thing to say. I quoted the conversation to my uncle. And my uncle said to me, well, I've got to tell you that if I had to bet, my bet isn't with you. My bet is with your Yetzer Hara. So I said to my uncle, why? And he said to me, because every morning you wake up, your Yetzer Hara is young and vibrant and strong. And you, some mornings you wake up stronger, and some mornings you wake up weaker. And so the question is, what day will he get you? But okay, so far he's lost the bet. On a global scale, I'm not talking about on a, you know, every day has its challenges. But I'm still keeping Shabbos, I'm still keeping kosher, Baruch Hashem, right? The Ran says, "Ein cholem mehem." Person in the normal stream of life, as he's young, he doesn't wake up in the morning and find his desire has fallen sick. His strength might fall sick, but his fantasies, his desires, his weaknesses, they're as potent as ever, pulling him in the opposite direction. So when a person finds himself in this struggle, if he hasn't reached a point where he's advanced, he finds it difficult to love Hashem, to connect to fear of Hashem. L'rov milchemet ha-dimayon v'chushim ha-nishmim elav. Because he could be standing Shmona Esrei, and he wants to be holy, and suddenly his mind is somewhere else. And he has to contend with the struggle, so it's not smooth sailing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's so hard? Just fear Hashem, just do what he asked you. What do you mean, what's so hard? I wake up in the morning and that's not, I don't have this urge to go daven. I have an urge to have a cup of coffee. I have an urge to have all kinds of things. I have an urge to check my email. Do I have an urge to open a sitter? Let me go daven? Well, most people don't wake up with that. Our desires are in a constant struggle with our intellect. I know where I want to be. I know where I want my desires to be. But am I there? So to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was there. And as a person develops, he can get closer to there. But as he ages, it gets easier. Yeah.
The question is, as you said kind of at the end, as you age, some things get easier. But you could say, very honestly, I don't know where I'll be in 20 years. I know where I don't want to be. I mean, we have the example, right? The Kohen Gadol after 50 plus years, that's everybody can happen. But the example you gave in the first class earlier, it's not a real struggle not to order a cheeseburger today. You know, I don't think.
Sure. Right.
I mean, but you know, but then, but so some things, you know, but then you have higher level other things in there. Certainly, you know, the idea of, you know, what to say.
We'll get there. We'll get there. You don't have to live life where every morning it's a struggle.
Right. You even though things that one thinks, well, at least my experience, one thinks one mastered, you get a rude awakening sometimes.
Agreed.
You know, you
agreed.
Curse someone out. Yeah,
Matt. Right? Yeah? Yeah. Life is a cycle. We like to think that we've evolved to the next cycle, and sometimes we're surprised that the cycle we were in, we've made it more sophisticated, we've advanced in it, but I say life is a spiral. You find yourself back in the same place, just on a higher level.
Yitzhahara doesn't sleep. He learns you in different tricks, but it's a good lesson to keep vigilant in these areas. I mean,
yeah.
Otherwise...
But you also want to reach a comfort level, which is what he will discuss. You don't want to wake up every morning and ask yourself,
I'm going to sleep today.
Do I believe? Should I say Shema Yisrael today? Right? You can't start your morning that way. Okay, you can start some mornings that way, but you can't start every day that way. You have to reach a comfort level in certain areas, and you try to reach comfort level in more areas. Now, I want to hear the Ran, but I would suggest that... I asked someone if a kid walks into the room and sees the whole meal and the cake on the side. And you want him to eat the meal? And he says, but I want the cake. So I said, what do you do? So he said a nice answer. He said, slice it, give him a slice of cake and let him eat the rest of the meal. So there's an element of that too, where within our growth in the spiritual world, we also have to have cake. We also have pat bisalo. There are ways of making the learning experience and the experience of keeping Torah and mitzvot more fun, more palatable. It doesn't have to be only a struggle. A person has to see his successes. A person has to celebrate his successes. A person has to feel satisfaction. It's not only, oh shucks, I'm not going to eat that cheeseburger today. I'm going to go to Minyan and be a good boy. No, there's value, and a person has to sense that value, and that when we sense that value, that drives us to accomplish more. There are other elements, but we're dealing with one specific angle. But when suddenly the world goes into turmoil, things happen that are beyond man's control, and suddenly man has to admit there's a God in the land. And God is doing things, and it's not within the nature of the world. You guys know that pancreatic cancer, I think, has under 2% survival rate. So, a person I know was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So you think that's it, that's a death sentence. Well, there's a new drug in the United States that's still in experimental stage that's being used successfully. They don't know for how long, because whoever's on the drug is still living. They don't know for how long. Isn't that amazing? How long does this drug keep people alive? They don't know, because whoever's on it is still alive. Okay? So when a person was first diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 3-4 years ago, what did that mean? Death sentence. It's just a question of when. Suddenly, wow, something came to the world. Am I in control? A relative of mine has something similar to Parkinson's. So I asked his wife, what are you guys working on? Are you looking into research, etc.? So she said like this. She said, we're looking to prolong his life long enough for them to find the cure. She said, we can't do too many experiments because the experiments could kill a person. But we do want that he will live long enough that Bezrat Hashem, there's a lot of work on it. Hopefully they'll find the cure and he'll enjoy the cure. Now, what do you think their shachris looks like? What do you think the Shmona Esrei looks like? Says the Ran, a person, when the world is flowing, a person can imagine that everything's smooth sailing. Yeah, I should be this way, I should be that way. When suddenly things are beyond our control, and it doesn't seem to be functioning the way the world should function, that's when a person is forced, even his desires and his fantasies are forced to come back to God. A person can live in a time where every moment is filled with fear, and he wonders if he'll live to see the next one. And then suddenly he finds himself, it's not difficult at all to go with the way of the intellect. Suddenly then everything makes sense and it's easy. That's when the desires, the fantasies are subdued. So that, says the Ran, is why as a person ages, his fantasies also get subdued. But that, we're in the middle of the thought. We have to pause here. We're out of time. We'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, in the coming weeks.